How do you know if what you are dreaming about you will bring about? Or not? End quote. I have always felt if you know what you're going to do in advance, then you won't do it, comma unquote, he says in the video, promoting his, Frank Gehry, tutorial series for the Masterclass online learning provider. End quote. Your creativity starts with whether you're curious or not. End quote. It says two things. 1. You won't do it, if you built an imaginary future with all its glory in your mind, then your desire number is too high, while your ambition number is too low. Your ambition number tells me how much of what you want you are willing to work towards. Getting something, anything, is a process. The lower your ambition number, the less you are willing to accept that it takes many steps to get anything done. And likely you'll never get anything worthwhile done. Instead you'll engage with pie-in-the-sky dreams, end results, and hate yourself for not being able to jump right there. Your behavior comes from the combination of the desire number and the ambition number. The numbers change depending on what future you see in front of you, if you see anything that you could build, that you could work towards, and how inspiring that is. Inspiration is probably the most important ingredient. And it is low for most people, I muscle test. Around holidays everyone's numbers drop, and there is a low-grade depression that sets in. It is the backlash of the excitement and pleasure of holidays. I have only managed to be somewhat even-keeled once I resolved to not participate in events of excitement and pleasure. Not at all. Of any kind. For self-protection. You either crave excitement and pleasure, or you crave your results. I have chosen my result. Another number that shows that you are not going to build anything is your unquote, about me unquote, number. When it goes above 30%, I can bet safely that you won't get anything done that builds a future. You either think that it will descend upon you, get attracted to you, will be given to you, it is already coming. But I can bet that you are doing nothing to build it. Or alternatively, you can't see anything to build, so you escape in your fervent desire for something more, better, or different. Misery galore. 2. Anything worth building is a creation of sorts. If and when you force a blueprint on your activity, you are coloring by numbers, and there is no creation, the beyond, where joy comes from, is locked out. You are dutifully following instructions, and whatever you build will be joyless, spiritless, and won't give you what you hoped it would. As you see, I am looking at this phenomenon, building a future, designing a future, from your vantage point. Obviously, I could look at it from the vantage point of the future users, customers, the world, and maybe I'll go there, I don't know yet. I start every article with a sentence. One sentence. A kernel of an idea. I kind of see which direction to go, I kind of see where it wants to go. And I surrender to that, and follow it. I literally don't know what the next sentence is going to be. I was an architect the same way, and it won me an award. So maybe it works. Whenever I tried to come from the idea of the finished, I fizzled out. Things are built from the ground up. From a seed. Of course it can be useful to know what an end goal, more like a horizon or a direction is. Let me illustrate that with my story. In 1988 I was fired from my job as an architect in New York City. If you have strong anything, you get fired from most any job. I had a strong sense of ethical, and I got fired. But eventually I was going to get fired for using the F word way too often. Not as often as in the social video, but often enough. After a bout with depression, I read the book and quote, What Color Is Your Parachute and quote, and completed the skill finder section in it. It told me that I am good at putting ink on paper and communicating. There are a few occupations that use those too, advertising, publishing. I did a lot of courses, among them a course called and quote, More Time Workshop and quote. It taught that unless you have a big direction, you'll procrastinate. That an invented direction will pull you forward, often beating procrastination. I liked that idea. So I invented a future for myself, to become a publishing empire. You want big? Let's make it an empire. Lol. I like to read, always have. I left a huge library of about 3,000 volumes when I left Hungary. I like to write, I always have. So publishing was a natural direction for me. Architecture, you ask? That, although I was highly trained in it, was not my favorite direction. So it became inquat, publishing inquat, combined with advertising. I knew nothing of either. So I made a list what a publisher/adverting person needs to know. Printing. Typesetting. Designing ads. Writing articles. I first volunteered in a print shop to see how it's done. Then in a typesetting shop. Then, this was unexpected, I had to sell advertising. But I braved it too. sold advertising to local businesses. Then I volunteered to design the ads in the local rag I got hired by. Then I wrote dining reviews as well. Then I delivered the rag magazine to the stores that carried it as a free magazine. Then one day I had an idea for a different magazine. And gently turned the magazine I worked for in that direction. And I got fired. By that time I had 20 advertising account, so I called them. I called the typesetting shop, the printer, and asked if they would take a risk on me paying them for one issue. They did. I sold them on the idea. And then I had my first magazine. I did everything in it. And it was so new and so exciting, I had volunteers to help me with it. Did I grow it to an empire? No. The horizon is always way beyond what you can actually do, what you are actually willing to do. Empire, when I imagined, meant wearing shoes. And dressing up. Work in an office. No, thank you, I didn't ever want to do that again. But I was happy for 11 years. And I only let go of publishing because I got deadly ill. What about yourvibration.com? What I am doing now, same process. I know what I want to accomplish, find a way to turn ordinary humans into human beings. Experiment, change, try, do whatever it takes. But the steps? I don't even know what I'll do tomorrow. It is good that I don't. The beyond, inspiration, spirit, cannot enter if you know what you are going to do. I stay wide open, and I can feel the spirit moving me several times a day. Pick up the phone, go outside, stop doing that. You are going in the wrong direction, stop talking, start reading instead. Millimeter by millimeter. Nudge by nudge. When you know what you are doing, you have a narrow cone of vision, and no spirit can influence you. The other extreme that robs you. The other extreme that robs you of being influenced by the spirit, whatever that is fantasizing about some end results, riches, power, and other pleasurable end results. I just measured my students' numbers, and my best student became, again, caught up in the desire trap. When both your ambition number and desire number are low, you are not up to something but you are not suffering. When your ambition number is low and your desire number is high, you are suffering, and not producing. When your ambition number is higher than your desire number, you are humming along, building a future. When your ambition number is very low, under 10% and your desire number is high, I consider you hopeless. Likely you are not even interested in a future. You are delusional. What can you do if you have a high desire number that prevents you from seeing the process, that prevents you from seeing that any creation involves work, not just words and imagination? In my experience, pulling the energy that is leaking through daydreaming back to the here and now is effective, but only if a context is created in which one doesn't have to give up the dreams. Creating context for one is doing, as a stepping stone, as a necessary stage that leads to the next stepping stone, has been useful. People have a huge resistance to creating context. Why? Because of their default context. The default context is always a version of more, better, different, which hides that the person considers what is wrong. If something is wrong, then you are screwed. Because every attempt to change it, to more better, or different will carry the wrong with it, that is the nature of changing. You want to first transform your wrong into unquote, not wrong unquote, or unquote. Just what is so unquat, by looking at it through different eyes. As long as you look through the same personal filter, the me filter, I don't like it, I don't want it, I hate it, it will remain wrong. You need to practice looking at things, not just your stuff, through different filters, through different vantage point before you tackle your own stuff. The unquat, machine unquat, doesn't want to let go, the unquat, machine unquat, doesn't want you to get free. It is a capacity and it is a skill. Without practicing it won't turn on, without practicing it won't stay on. If your history is a unquote, victim unquote, history, then you'll have a hard time, but I am proof that it can be done. I have a strong victim history myself. Something was done to you. And therefore. Blah blah blah. They ignored me. They disapproved of me. They didn't want me. They hurt me. They stole from me. They lied to me. They this and they that to me. In he playground this is the work we do, and it proves to be near impossible. Why? Because your identity is comfortable with being a victim, an effect, and uncomfortable with you being a producer, a creator, someone who is accountable for your results. Being accountable is a bitch. Raw and hard. But that is what it takes. Being accountable is also a skill. It is a particular way of looking at things, including what other people are doing. I have 4 students who are accountants.
What?
Yeah, weird, isn't it? Anyway, an accountant works with what they are given by the client. I say, unless they are accountable for the client's behavior, i.e. make tight agreements, check upon them before a deadline, they are unhappy. I mean unhappy. So they hate their job. But if they can get that it is not the job's fault, it is their denial and refusal to be accountable that makes it hellish. But being accountable means causing. Causing everything, even if you only cause with your words, with requests and promises, or if needed even shaming. Or charging extra fees if the client doesn't deliver what they promised on time. Raise those extra fees if it is not enough to keep the clients in line. Most futures depend on more people than just you. And unless you are willing to do all it takes, the future won't happen. Your ambition number needs to be high for you to be willing to do what it takes, instead of hoping, wishing, dreaming about the perfect world in which you are given everything you want and need. Oi, this is a long article, and I bet you didn't get more than a sentence or two. This is why I can write teaching articles, unless you clean up your bases, your invisible stuff, everything I say is, ahem, useless to you. If you want my help in inventing a future that you invent from nothing, not more better and different, but a brand spanking new future, I recommend that you start with the basics. Finding out your soul correction and your starting point measurements, a snapshot, is a good place to start. The button below will let you buy your soul correction and also your starting point measurements, which include your vibration. One of the last measures in the 31 starting point measurements is NQOT, do you have enough energy to do the work? NQOT will tell me if you are a prospect for one of my live programs. If it's a no, you may need to increase your health. By drinking coherent water, by adhering to a food list that supports health, eating the right way, or finding out about your soul correction, and seeing that your behavior, your attitude needs adjustment, because it's taking you straight to hell. I offer a soul correction workshop inside that button as well. It is dramatic, it is enlightening, and it is a great way to get initiated to the work I do for Source, to find a way to turn Homo sapiens to a human being. Go to step 2, https://www.yourvibration.com/1/soul correction workshop/.